Earlier today, we spoke with Deputy Secretary of State Richard Armitage. Welcome to the program once again, Secretary.
Thank you very much, sir.
Earlier this week, you said on NPR's Morning Edition that with the Department of State taking the lead now in Iraq, we, meaning state, will be the dominant voice. How is that voice going to be any different from the Pentagon's voice?
Well, I was expressing an excess of enthusiasm. It's quite clear that things have changed. We, the United States, is no longer the sovereign in Iraq. Iraqis are, and we are just another embassy. However, an embassy which has a lot of resources behind it certainly has a very close relationship with the U.S. military and the coalition forces. So we will have a very strong view to put forward to our Iraqi friends.
There's a little bit of confusion right now within NATO about exactly what was agreed to by NATO leaders as to the NATO role in Iraq. The French President Chirac seems to think that it's vital that the NATO flag not fly in Iraq, that NATO is only in a coordinating role to coordinate the individual efforts of member nations. As you understand it, did NATO authorize a collective NATO mission in Iraq?
The details were left to be resolved, Mr. Siegel. What happened in Istanbul at the NATO Heads of State Summit was in response to a letter that Prime Minister Alawi had sent to the Secretary General of NATO requesting technical assistance and training for Iraqi security forces. So I think I would describe it as, in general, a NATO agreement in principle with the details to be worked out. And you're quite correct. The French have a contrary view and find themselves at loggerheads, not with the United States so much, but with many of the other NATO countries.
I've read at least one account, though. It says that other large NATO members, Germany, for example, are with France on this one.
They may well end up there. I think they're kind of waiting and seeing. Other large NATO countries like Britain and others are with us. So I think the important element here in NATO is the Secretary General, Jaap de Hoopschiffer, seems to be quite keen on having a NATO role, and I think that's a good basis on which to move forward.
I want to ask you about a couple of other areas of U.S. policy. Talks in Indonesia on North Korea. In those talks, the U.S. seems to have spelled out its position on the North Korean nuclear program in some detail. Could you clarify it for us? Does the U.S. now say that if North Korea were to freeze work on its nuclear program, that we then could see reason for aid to North Korea, if not from us, from Japan or South Korea, but some kind of aid for the North Koreans in exchange for a freeze?
Yes, we could, but that freeze would have to be on the road towards dismantlement. So a freeze forever, it would not be sufficient.
So you're saying freeze as a first point, but in order for the aid to continue flowing, there would have to be progress toward dismantling or a commitment to dismantle?
Mr. Siegel, there are two types of aid. There are food aid, which the United States has been providing regularly because we don't use food as a weapon, and there is a humanitarian problem in North Korea. But the aid that is being considered in the six-party talks was fuel oil for energy. And you're correct, that would come from other nations, not from the United States. But we could consider this if a freeze is a first step.
Is Washington essentially back to where we began at the handover from the Clinton to the Bush administration, back to where policy was then, where we're willing to see some kind of quid pro quo with the North Koreans, and we don't regard that as blackmail by Pyongyang?
No, I think we're in a quite different place. We've made it quite clear, I think, to all concerned that we want complete and verifiable dismantlement. And one of the major differences from our predecessors is that the president has managed to have five states who have very high equities in the North Korean resolution on the same sheet of music. And I think that's a significant diplomatic triumph for the president, and it's a great difference from the past.
Making that a regional forum that discusses the North Korea problem.
Dead on.
Secretary Armitage, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you, Mr. Siegel.
Richard Armitage, who is the Deputy Secretary of State, spoke to us from the State Department in Washington.